everyone. We're going to be continuing into breaking down faith. And today we're going to be talking about the eyes in faith. So the first one is going to be imagination, creating a vivid picture of what you want, like closing your eyes and imagining a warm summer day and the sun just glistening off the sea, or a crisp autumn afternoon where you can feel the wind on your face and you can see the colors of the leaves, or where you've just baked something and it just, the baking fills, the smells just fills your home. And then you can taste like the apple or the cinnamon in your mouth. That's what we want to use imagination for. Something that you can taste, touch, feel, and smell. And then when we move on to intuition, which would be your sixth sense, that gut feeling that you have, that you know that what it is that you're imagining, you can feel it. It gives you butterflies in your stomach. And then you know that whatever it is that you want will come about through faith. And then you're going to integrate all of that. Integration is another eye. You're going to integrate all that to all parts of your life, where faith then becomes a lifestyle, just a way of being and thinking. It's so automatic that you don't know of anything else. And the last thing we're going to look at under the eyes is influence. Who are the people that influence your faith? We're talking about the books that you're reading, the people that you listen to, like Tony Robinson, Joyce Myers, Stephen Seybold. And when you're looking at the people that influence you, you're looking at people like Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, people who actually put themselves out there, not for themselves, but to be of service to other people. These are the influencers of faith. So when we look again at the eyes, we're looking at imagination, intuition, the integration, and your influences of faith.
Once again, thank you for joining me, Fatima Gould, at I Am Over the Wall.